Well, good Wednesday morning, church. It's so good to be with you on this beautiful morning and being able to share just a few moments in God's Word before we rush off to our busy day. Today we are in John chapter 4, beginning at verse 27, and today's reading concludes the story of Jesus and the Samaritan woman. She leaves her water jar behind and returns to town and tells the people about her encounter with Jesus. The people come to Jesus, listen to his message, and believe that he is the Savior of the world. And God's guiding word as we continue this week is love. So, let's begin reading John chapter 4, beginning at verse 27. At that moment, Jesus' disciples returned, and they were greatly surprised to find him talking with a woman. But none of them said to her, "What do you want?" or ask him, "Why are you talking with her?" The woman left the water jar, went back to town, and said to the people there, "Come and see a man who told me everything I have ever done. Could he be the Messiah?" And so they left the town and went to Jesus. In the meantime, the disciples were begging Jesus, "Teacher, have something to eat." But he answered, "I have food to eat that you know nothing about." So the disciples asked among themselves, "Could somebody have brought him some food?" "My food," Jesus said to them, "is to obey the will of the one who sent me and to finish the work he gave me to do. You have a saying, 4 more months and it will be the harvest. But I tell you, take a good look at the fields. The crops are now ripe and ready to be harvested. The one who reaps the harvest is being paid and gathers the crops for eternal life. So the one who plants and the one who reaps will be glad together. For the saying is true, someone plants, someone else reaps. But I have sent you to reap a harvest in a field where you did not work. Others work there and you profit from their work." Many of the Samaritans in that town believed in Jesus because the woman had said, "He told me everything I've ever done." So when the Samaritans came to him, they begged him to stay with him, and Jesus stayed there 2 more days. Many more believed because of his message, and they told the woman, "We believe now, not because of what you said, but because we ourselves have heard him. And we know that he really is the Savior of the world." And today's key verse is John 4:34, where Jesus said, "My food is to obey the will of the one who sent me and to finish the work he gave me to do." You know, beloved, the one thing that we have all learned in our study of the life of Jesus is that he was highly disciplined. He had his priorities and he lived out his life according to his priorities. And his priority was to finish the work, to do the will of the one who sent him, that would be the Father, and to finish the work that he had given him to do, that spreading the good news of Jesus Christ. Everything else took second place. And so, because of Jesus' self-discipline, and, the Bible says a man can't serve two masters, he's just gonna, you know, hate the one and cling to the other, or whatever. And Jesus didn't serve two masters. He served the Father. And because his life was dedicated to the service of the Father and to do that thing for which he was called, he was highly successful in what the Father accomplished through him. There's a lesson in that for you and me. We're just not here to float aimlessly through life, but to prioritize our daily lives so that we accomplish the things that are important in this world, the things that God has sent us to do. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, you are the Savior of the world. Thank you for the life-giving food you offer and for your life-giving message of salvation. Nurture me in faith and teach me to be obedient to your will. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, beloved, that brings our time on this beautiful Wednesday morning together to an end. Join me tomorrow. We'll be in John chapter 4, picking up the last few verses there where Jesus heals an official son. Until tomorrow then, may God richly bless is my prayer for you.